later this week. Meanwhile, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is coming to the defense of Ryan after he was blasted by Sarah Palin for not endorsing Trump. Here's John DeMaster.
He has a couple of disagreements on immigration. He's got some disagreements on some of the language. He wants to talk to him about it.
Giuliani on Fox News saying he thinks it's a good thing that Trump and Ryan are going to talk later this week. Sarah Palin telling CNN State of the Union that she's supporting Ryan's opponent in his run to be reelected to the House from Wisconsin. The one-time vice presidential candidate saying Ryan's refusal to endorse the GOP's expected presidential nominee is disrespectful to the will of the people. Sarah Palin saying that it would be a miracle for Ryan to continue his political career after not supporting Trump. I'm John DeMaster.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is still waiting to hear from the FBI.
No one has reached out to me yet. I think last August I made it clear I'm more than ready to talk to anybody anytime. And I've encouraged all of, you know, my assistants and to be very forthcoming.
Clinton is under investigation of her using a personal email server at home while Secretary of State in handling classified information. The Democratic frontrunner says she's still willing to speak with the FBI and maintains that using the server was a mistake, but that nothing marked as classified was sent or received by her. Thousands of companies named in the Panama Papers tax case will be revealed today. An international journalist group is releasing a searchable database with information on more than 200,000 firms that are part of the investigation. The probe involves more than 11 million documents from a law firm in Panama that tell how wealthy individuals from around the world hide assets in offshore bank accounts. This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The ACLU is filing a federal lawsuit to block Mississippi's controversial religious freedom law. The law would allow people with religious objections to deny services to gay and transgender people. The ACLU saying the measure is discriminatory and contradicts last year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized same-sex marriage. Governor Phil Bryant signed the measure into law last month. It is set to take effect July 1st. After months of carefully going through possible candidates, a new police chief is starting today in Ferguson, Missouri. Delrish Moss is being sworn in as the city's first African-American police chief. Moss is a veteran of the Miami, Florida Police Department and was formerly a public information and community relations officer. Starting a conversation about mental health is often a Herculean task. This is Mental Health Awareness Month, and organizers hope people will mark this time by trying to dispel myths about those who suffer in silence. Katie Williams, for example, suffers from OCD. She says living with mental illness certainly has its challenges.
I tell people that living with a mental health condition is somewhat of kind of like living with a second full-time job.
Williams says she started experiencing symptoms of OCD as early as 5 years old, and things only got worse from there. But with the help of medicine and a positive attitude, today, Katie on her way to getting a master's degree at age 23. This is USA Radio News.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon, and the time is 3:06 here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright today here on the Hunterdon Healthcare Show. Our current temperature outside is 72 degrees. Looks like it's going to continue to be a nice afternoon here. Possibility of showers on the overnight into Tuesday, but mild temperatures throughout the week. So again, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Chris Phelan again filling in for Larry Cartwright, who hosts two shows here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, Mental Health Matters, which aired right before the Hunterdon Healthcare Show. And I'd like to welcome here on the line today's guest, Robert Wise, who is the president and CEO of Hunterdon Healthcare. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Chris. Happy to be here with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and I really have to start out first by thanking you for your support of Hunterdon Chamber Radio. You have had a show here now for over 4 years since the very beginning, and it's just a great outreach, the wealth of information that has been shared to our listeners and to the residents here in Hunterdon County is truly invaluable, so we do appreciate all of that support.
Oh, you're quite welcome. We find that our growing programs require us to keep communicating to the communities we serve, and this is a wonderful way to do that. So I'm glad to be able to spend some time with you this afternoon.
Well, we do appreciate you spending some time here on the Hunterdon Healthcare Show. I know that we continue to hear about Hunterdon County being the healthiest county in New Jersey. And maybe you could share with our listeners today how Hunterdon Healthcare, which is just a tremendous asset that we have here in the county and a tremendous resource for so many, helps to keep our county so healthy.
Well, we certainly can't take full credit for the rankings, although we know we have some influence in the choices being made by the residents here in Hunterdon County. And I think for some time now, there's been overwhelming evidence from the Department of Health and Human Services, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and other sources that social and economic and environmental factors are more significant predictors of health than access to care. So our Partnership for Health that we've been involved with of now over 40 agencies has teamed up to identify many of the priorities that need to be addressed here in Hunterdon County to maintain our ranking as number one in the state. For example, in fact, the reason why that partnership was created, Lyme disease was an insidious cause of many health problems in our county. Neurologic, of course, the fact that it's so insidious because of the carrying of the disease through ticks and on deer is what one would expect to be found here in rural Hunterdon County. But we also saw that other areas like obesity and perhaps a growing need for Latino-speaking professionals connected us more with the consumer to be able to address their health habits. Their nutrition, as an example, is one that we've been addressing as an organization in that Partnership for Health. The University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute, as a matter of fact, found that over 40% of the factors that contribute to the length and quality of life are social and economic, and another 30% are health behaviors. So our focus on these in our community centers and in our primary care practices has been enhanced over the last dozen years to ask key questions. Our surveys that we have been performing now for nearly 20 years have asked these questions of the consumer that gives us a better sense of the kind of health conditions that we really need to address, and then put our investment dollars into more prevention of those conditions and more instruction on how they can change their habits. What I think we've been able to do then with that partnership with the community is help them receive the medical guidelines toward healthy behaviors. And I do believe that's the reason, the real reason why we've seen us continue to be number one, as well as increasing the access to family care, to primary care, to pediatric services, in addition to, of course, the acute care that we are so well known for here.
Well, that is, again, a great resource, and like you said, on the preventative side of the house, that has enabled Hunterdon County to do that. So, I mean, I'm always amazed the level of partnerships and outreach that Hunterdon Healthcare does, you know, throughout our community. And, you know, I know here at the Chamber, we are very appreciative of all that you do to keep, you know, so many healthy here. And, you know, that recognition is really something that I know we are known statewide, if not regionally, for. So it is a great, great partnership that you have in accomplishing that, you know, each year.
Well, we do know that, in fact, there's an oft-cited observation that your zip code is more predictive of your health than your genetic code.
Oh, wow.
And we take that phrase seriously, knowing that anybody anywhere can check us out, so to speak, within Hunterdon County. And I think it matters when people are looking toward places to live in a fast moving society where they could look at that zip code and see the quality of support that they would get for their medical needs.
Definitely. Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is the Hunterdon Healthcare Show, and we have Robert Wise, President and CEO of Hunterdon Healthcare, on board. This is Chris Phelan filling in this week for Larry Cartwright. But another great honor, you know, received, and you know, another recognition for Hunterdon Healthcare was your A rating from the Leapfrog Group for patient safety. Maybe you could share a little bit with again, our audience about the Leapfrog Group and the importance of this rating in terms of the delivery of healthcare in Hunterdon.
Well, we were pleased to once again receive that rating. This independent group of rankings that are given out now on a quarterly basis to hospitals across the country, most recently gave only 798 hospitals of 2,500 or more hospitals across the country an A rating. So it is a rarefied company that we're in when you have that a small percentage minority of hospitals in the nation who are meeting the challenges of an independent study that includes so many important health factors that are very specific to safe institutional care. For example, you know, how is one being treated for bed sores, and in fact, the avoidance of any in a patient care environment is what we seek to achieve. And so our statistics in that one category alone, for example, is a 0.09%, where the average performing hospital is more than three times that.
Wow.
That's on average. Wow. And to have that kind of statistic, or causing a collapsed lung in a procedure, where our statistic again is low, or blood clots or surgical wounds being split open, or the risk of falls, how we're communicating toward doctors, safe techniques, and how our nursing staff are being managed in new techniques and procedures at the bedside. All of these and more are measured through data that we submit that's publicly available in many cases. And the outcome of that, of course, is a scoring. So we compare our scoring against others in the nation, and even though they've increased the scoring conditions to make it much more difficult, where you might have seen that in New Jersey's ranking going down from 5th in the nation to 22nd, we nonetheless maintain that A rating, which says a lot about the staff working toward maintaining information to the nurses and the physicians and all of the caregivers here at Hunterdon.
Now, it is a great testimony. Well, if you're just joining us here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, this is again Chris Phelan talking to Bob Wise, President and CEO of Hunterdon Healthcare. Bob, we're going to take a very brief break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation and hear a little bit about the expansion that is happening with Hunterdon Medical Center throughout the county and beyond. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just one moment here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Hunterdon Healthcare. Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright. It is 3:19. And we have on the line here Robert Wise, the president and CEO of Hunterdon Healthcare. And right before the break, I was sharing that Hunterdon Medical Center continues to expand their services over quite a few years. And now we know that you're expanding into Somerset County. And maybe, Bob, you can share with our listeners to talk a little bit about that expansion and what services will be offered in Somerset County.
Be happy to. I think any expansion, of course, takes a good deal of planning in advance. What we've been able to find is that the growing number of consumers living in Somerset County and even Warren and Mercer County find it important for us to provide them with easy access to services. And, of course, we know that Somerset County's population is probably 3 times that of Hunterdon County. And the difficulty of having access to our specialists is growing as the congestion of Route 202 or Route 78 puts those barriers in their way. So we saw the opportunity to move on the offer provided us to fill half of the what was called Bank of America building, with services that had already been identified by our medical staff as being used by Somerset residents, but having to, of course, travel to Hunterdon County to see them in their offices. They include our Hunterdon Cardiovascular Associates group, the idea of a heart and vascular center there was an opportunity that would complement the successful one that we've seen here in Hunterdon County and in the Flemington offices. The Center for Endocrine Health, diabetes, we know, is a just as insidious as obesity is through our populations, and in fact, they're of course causative. So to be able to expand our Center for Endocrine Health to that location from our Westcott Drive location and one we have up in Clinton is a perfect complement to the needs of that community surrounding the Bank of America building in the Somerville suburbs. Hunterdon Urologic Associates, another need, prostate cancer is a grave concern to us in Hunterdon County and continues to be a concern in Somerset County given statistics that we've seen, and thus expanding our services there makes some sense as well. Physical and occupational therapy are planned in that location, as well as gastroenterology and nutrition services. And finally, having a breast surgery center that would assist in earlier identification and treatment of breast cancer patients and the needs that they have for clinical support. So those are right now some of the services that will occupy about 55,000 square feet of space at that 1125 Route 22 East office building. So we're very excited about plans to open that medical office soon, as well as an urgent care center in the Raritan area, right off of the Somerville Circle. We are doing what we believe we need to do to support many of our primary care physicians who are located in that area, where after hours they had hoped to be able to continue to see their patients in some way in a complement to what they've been doing during the day, but not as effective this evening hour, as well as some of the urgent care needs that they really can't provide during the day. Would service them well there in that urgent care center.
Excellent. So, congratulations on that. And what is the timing on the projects in terms of opening?
Well, the plans are depending upon the physicians who are moving in, but we expect some of our earliest offices to open by August of this year.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that. Maybe we could talk a little bit about the concept of a medical home and why this is so important to having a primary care physician. And this has really been, I think, a hallmark of Hunterdon Healthcare.
Well, it is. The medical home is, in a sense, a familiar concept for people in the older generations, where seeing their family doctor was a relationship that they had throughout their lives. I think we lost it during the 60s and 70s, the booming years of specialized medicine. And the federal government has seen the value of investing more of the Medicare dollar in encouraging advanced medical homes, where it includes having a personal relationship with a physician who's trained to provide continuous and comprehensive care, and to have a team of individuals who take responsibility for the continuing care of the patient, not just the doctor. So they would be surrounded by ancillary personnel, but paraprofessionals, physician extenders, physician's assistants, or nurse practitioners. There's also a whole person orientation that a medical home focuses on, the appropriate arrangement of care that involves prevention and chronic care and even end-of-life care, and to follow them through an acute care stage is certainly of great importance to qualify any practice for medical home designation. And then there's this evidence-based medicine component, critical decision support tools that guides decision-making. Patients are also actively participating in that decision-making. This is not a parent-child relationship in a sense that had existed back in the 40s or 50s. I think the sophistication of the consumer is one that justifies an adult-to-adult relationship in understanding their health status and partnering in the correction of bad habits or the improvement of their health through instruction. And finally, the value provided to the consumer makes payment appropriate. The patient-centered medical home has a payment structure that is specifically designed to support a low cost of care through the Medicare program. The access to care through a patient portal that we have at home gives the patient the information they need, knowing that it's done right, that it's not duplicated, that it's not overcharging the system. And the unified chart model that we have within 100 in healthcare enables the specialist whom they may see the next week to pull up that medical home chart that was included in that first visit to their family doctor to give that specialist the information they need without duplicating questions and duplicating procedures, and obviously keeping the cost of care down by doing that.
Well, again, if you're just joining us, I want to really thank Bob Wise, President and CEO of 100 Healthcare, for being on the 100 Healthcare Show. There's been Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright. I know, Bob, we just have a couple minutes here before we have to wrap up this segment. Again, thank you for your time being with us. But last year, you had a great opening of the Norman and Denise Goulaud Cardiovascular Center. Any plans you want to share with our listener in the near future regarding new services at 100 Healthcare?
Well, I mentioned that Urgent Care Center in Raritan in Somerset County. We've probably just about completed all of the infill for an Urgent Care Center on Church Street in Flemington. That will be available to the population surrounding that former Reebok building. We also have plans to provide services at the Hawk Point Golf Course location that we expect will be opened late this fall. Many of the services that we have available down here at the medical office complex here in Flemington, we will be giving the communities up there an opportunity to have access to primary care, diagnostic services, lab services, and some of the therapies that would be difficult for them to easily access from the Route 31 congestion that we know is continuing to grow in the northern part of our service area. So those are a few of them, as well as looking at privatizing more of our beds, inpatient beds. We consider that to be an ongoing project for us, and of course an investment that has paid off well with the Gilead's in investment in the cardiovascular center this past year.
Well, there's definitely a lot on the plate there of 100 in healthcare system and on yourself as well. And again, really want to thank Bob Wise, President and CEO of 100 in Healthcare, for being with us here this afternoon on 100 in Chamber Radio. And again, I can't thank you enough, not only for the support that the hospital does for 100 in Chamber Radio, the Chamber of Commerce, but so many organizations and partnerships that you have throughout 100 in Healthcare. You know, we are very grateful for all that you do, and you are really, truly the heart and fabric of what makes Hunterdon County such a great, great place to live and work.
Thank you, Chris, and I enjoyed being on the show with you.
Appreciate it very much. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that was Bob Wise, and I really do appreciate his time with us. Heard a lot of great insight about what is on the horizon for Hunterdon Healthcare and all of their great accomplishments. We're going to take a quick break here. You are listening to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Chris Phelan, Chamber President, filling in for Larry Cartwright. He'll be back on board next week. The time is 3:30. It is Monday, May 9th.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
I have asked a federal court to clarify what the law actually is.
North Carolina's governor is calling upon Congress to bring clarity to the nation's transgender bathroom laws and anti-discrimination measures. North Carolina sued the federal government today in a fight for a state law that requires transgender people to use the public restroom matching the gender on their birth certificate. The Justice Department set a deadline for 5 this evening, local time, for the state to decide whether it would refuse to enforce that law. The lawsuit is what they got in return.
This is now a national issue and an issue which imposes new law on every private sector employer with over 15 employees.
The law was enacted 6 weeks ago. The federal government declared it unconstitutional last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally, and it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's 1-O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. The time is 3:33. It is May 9th, Monday, May 9th, 2016. Current temperature outside in Flemington, 72 degrees, mostly sunny this afternoon. We've got some cloud fronts coming in, partly cloudy, and a chance of showers on the overnight. Definitely a chance of showers throughout the day, Tuesday, at least till 2 o'clock, and then things start to clear out. Looks like our temperatures will be on average in the mid-70s at night, dipping down to the low 40s. So it looks like we're going to have hopefully a nice week, and looks like for the mid part of the week we're going to have pretty clear and sunny through Thursday, maybe some weather developing into Friday, but let's not talk about that. Let's try to enjoy as much sun as we can. You're listening to the Hunterdon Healthcare Hour, and this is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Larry Cartwright. Larry brings us this show every Monday at 3 o'clock here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Prior to this, from 2 to 3, Larry also hosts NAMI, the National Alliance for Mental Illness, Mental Health Matters, and another great show, one of many here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Want to talk a little bit about some of the things that Hunterdon Healthcare is going to be involved with over the next several weeks and months. And some really, again, as I was sharing with Bob Wise, President and CEO of Hunterdon Healthcare just a few minutes ago, it is amazing how much Hunterdon Healthcare and their incredible team of staff and employees and doctors, and the list goes on, that they are so much a part of so many facets of our community here in Hunterdon County, and involved with so many organizations and partnerships. And And we do really appreciate all that they do to make Hunterdon County such a great place and a tremendous resource. But they are going to be hosting a Over the Run 5K and 1 mile walk. So we shall overrun the 5K and 1 mile walk on Saturday, May 14th. And this event will be taking rain or shine. So again, the We Shall Overrun 5K and 1 mile walk taking place on Saturday, May 14th, rain or shine. Give you a little background about this. It is going to be at 8 o'clock on that day. Walk-in registration and or packet pickup will take place if you've pre-registered. 9 o'clock, the 5K race kicks off, and that's the race time. 9:15, the 1 mile fun walk actually gets underway. So 10 o'clock, things will wrap up with awards and refreshments. So this is a 5K, 1 mile walk hosted by the Lebanon Reformed Church. And the 5K runs on roads beginning and ending at the Lebanon Reformed Church building, which is at 100 Brunswick Avenue in Lebanon. So both the 5K and 1 mile fun walk are great family events. All the proceeds from this are going to benefit Hunterdon Hospice and all the great work that they do for so many families over the years and for so many families in the future. Hunterdon Hospice, again, just another incredible outreach that Hunterdon Healthcare provides to our community. So again, this We Shall Overrun 5K 1 mile walk coming up this Saturday, May 14th. 8 a.m. is the walk-in registration, so you can actually just walk in if you don't have an opportunity to pre-sign up. The event is rain or shine. 9 o'clock, the 5K race kicks off. 9:15 is the 1 mile fun walk, and 10 o'clock awards and refreshments. So all proceeds will benefit the Hunterdon Hospice. This, again, will be at the Lebanon Reformed Church Building, 100 Brunswick Avenue, Lebanon. Awards go out to the top 3 male and the top 5 female 5K finishers. Entry fees are very nominal, $30. Day of the race, $35. So again, if you'd like to offline enter and mail this in, you can do a paper application, which is up on the registration site. I'm going to give out that address. We shall overrun 5K.itsyourrace.com /register/. So I'm going to say that again nice and slow, and if you didn't pick up on that, feel free to give us a call here. We'd be happy to give that out to you again at the Chamber of Commerce. Our number, 908-782-7115. Again, it's the We Shall Overrun 5K, and that's the number 5, .itsyourrace.com. /register/. And this is happening this Saturday, May 14th, rain or shine. What a great cause. What a great way to get out and really enjoy Hunterdon County in a 5K or a 1 mile fun run. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town, but it really would be nice. I think I could maybe do the 1 mile fun run if I push myself, but it really would be great for everyone to participate. So if you didn't get the information on that, would like that information, definitely feel free to give us a call here at the Chamber office, 908-782-7115, and we'll be happy to share that with you. Also want to talk a little bit about the yesterday's Treasures Art Sale. And for those of you that aren't aware, right up on Route 31 at the intersection of Sand Hill and Route 31, yesterday Treasures, which is a great boutique thrift shop, is holding an art and estate sale on Saturday, May 21st. And this will take place from 10 to 4 p.m. So if you have an opportunity to stop in there, you know, it really would be great. The sale is going to include various pieces of artwork, including portraits, cityscapes, country scenes, and much more. The shop, which will also be open during the sale, features a wide variety of unique and eclectic items such as furniture, jewelry, home decor, glassware, and seasonal merchandise. So the shop is operated by volunteers of Hunterdon Healthcare, and the foundation is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wednesdays 10 to 5.
The shop is closed on Sundays, but this special art sale is happening on Saturday, May 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So all these proceeds, you know, from yesterday's treasures benefit programs and services at Hunterdon Medical Center. And again, this is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center Foundation. Yesterday's treasure, once again, located at 215 Route 31 South in Flemington. You can get more information by calling them direct at 908-237-6097. And again, you know, yesterday's treasures is open during the week, staffed completely by volunteers. Maybe you'd like to consider even volunteering and getting involved in supporting Hunterdon Medical Center and all that they do. But they are open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The shop is closed on Sunday, but this really sounds like it's going to be a very special event on Saturday, May 21st, the Yesterday Treasures art sale. And again, art will be featuring portraits, cityscapes, country scenes, and much more. So mark your calendars for that. For more information, again, feel free to contact Yesterday Treasures directly, 908-237-6097. Or if you didn't catch that, again, feel free to give the chamber. We'll give you that phone number. Be happy to do that. You know, it's, again, another great cause. Also want to mention, you know, on the horizon is Hunterdon County Community Day. We're going to take a break in a few minutes, and we'll come back talking about Hunterdon Healthcare and their involvement. They have been our presenting title sponsor for this event since the get-go. We're going into our third year, and we're very excited that they will be back once again. Some great participation that they have had over the last 2 years. Very excited about some of the things that will be happening, and I'm going to share some of that. Also want to thank Hunterdon Healthcare for their involvement. Don Pinner. Don is the chairman of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and is also vice president of Hunterdon Healthcare, the Community Health Partnership. And one of the initiatives Don kicked off in January and is doing so well is our Hunterdon Healthy Workforce Initiative. And this has been a great campaign for businesses and organizations to participate in. We just had another champion meeting, but this is open to all businesses and all organizations throughout Hunterdon County. It's just a great opportunity to raise awareness within the workforce about the benefits of a healthy workforce, the benefits that have been proven not only by, you know, what we're already beginning to hear, but been proven, you know, by experts in the field, that a healthy workforce is a great thing for everyone that works there in terms of the culture. It's a great, you know, obviously for the health and strength of an organization. What more importance any employer needs to put but on its staff, the folks that day-to-day make those organizations, you know, succeed and be successful. So the Hunterdon Healthy Workforce Initiative has lots of information up on the Chamber website. Have to thank Hunterdon Healthcare, our sponsor, along with Hunterdon Cardiovascular Associates, our other co-sponsor. And also want to thank the Hunterdon County YMCA, one of our other sponsors. And, you know, it really is a initiative, and you can check it out on the Chamber's website, that you don't have to necessarily just go ahead and participate, but we've got great tips and great resources that are on the Chamber website. You can go right to our homepage, hunterdonchamber.org, and right up on that homepage, you'll see a link to the Healthy Workforce Initiative. If you scroll down, you'll see a whole library that we've been assembling of initiatives that are open to anyone. These are great resources, articles from various partners in this project. It's got great recipes and things that you can do. So even if you're not sure you want to participate in the initiative, but are just looking for healthy alternatives and healthy information and such, please definitely feel free that you can you know, check that out at hunterdonchamber.org. Well, the time is 3:44. It is Monday, May 9th. You're listening to the Hunterdon Healthcare Hour, and this is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright, who will be back with us next week on Monday, May 9th. We're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we'll talk maybe a little bit more about the initiative. We'll also talk a little about Community Day and Hunterdon Healthcare, who is our presenting, you know, sponsor for the day. We'll once
once again, you know, be on board, and we'll share some of the things that they'll be doing at their healthcare tent, which has become kind of a showcase of, you know, what Hunterdon County Community Day is all about. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back. It is 3:48 here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio on this Monday, May 9th. This is Chris Phelan filling in for Larry Cartwright on the Hunterdon Healthcare Hour, and we've had a great program. Want to again thank Bob Wise, who joined us from Hunterdon Healthcare, talking about the great initiatives. We just talked a little bit about some of the programs that are going to be taking place over the next several weeks. So don't forget that event hosted by the Lebanon Reformed Church on Saturday, May 14th. It's a We Shall Overcome 5K and 1 mile walk, and this will benefit Hunterdon Hospice. So if you didn't get that information, feel free to call the chamber, and we'll be happy to give that to you, along with the yesterday's Treasure Art Sale on Saturday, May 21st, right up there at 215 Route 31. That's the intersection of 31 and Sandhill Road. And yesterday, Treasures is a great boutique thrift shop that's open Monday through Saturday, but on Saturday, May 21st, from 10 to 4, there'll be a special artwork, including portraits, cityscapes, country scenes, and more. So it's just a great program that
you can actually stop by and support. And if you're interested in getting some more information about that or about yesterday's treasures, give them a call at 908-237-6097. Don't want you to forget that we've got some great programming coming up just after the 4 o'clock news. We'll have Hot in Hunterdon, followed by the 5 p.m. show, Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. And you can always check out any of our great broadcasts on podcasts at HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Want to welcome here into the studios Laura Cummins of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Good afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon.
Sharing a little bit before our break about Community Day coming up on Saturday, June 4th. And I really, again, want to thank Hunterdon Healthcare, who's been our title sponsor for this event for the last 2 years. They are on board again for year three. And just indicative, again, we were talking about community with Bob, and Hunterdon Healthcare is so much a part of our community, involved with and supports so many great causes, partnerships, and organizations. And Community Day is a great expression of what really makes Hunterdon County special, since we've got organizations and municipalities and Hunterdon County itself, its departments and staff and people really kind of celebrate all of that throughout the day. And it's been a great privilege for the Chamber to sponsor this event. And you've been very much involved with the planning of this on our planning committee. And what are your thoughts? Maybe somebody that has not experienced Hunterdon County Community Day, kind of maybe describe for them what takes place.
I think it's just a great afternoon to really explore what our county is all about, whether it is a local business, restaurants, nonprofit organization, also to the different art and history venues that we have here in the county. I mean, we're going to be showcasing so many wonderful attributes here in the county. And I think it's also just a great afternoon for families just to have some fun together. So whether you enjoy a pony ride or the petting zoo, you know, one of my favorites is Michael Schwedick with his Reptile World. He puts on a great show. When you think the kids get a kick out of it, I think I hear more feedback from the adults, which is kind of hysterical.
No, it is. It really is. There's really something for everyone to come out to on Community Day, and there's still time to participate. If you're a business,
absolutely,
if you're an organization, a nonprofit, we'd love to have you there. I mean, it's great. Hunterdon Healthcare is kind of the center of the action. They have a great tent where they really set up a mini health fair.
They do.
So, you know, you can come out and enjoy yourself. You could sneak in maybe a little Rita's Italian Ice on the healthy side, but they're going to be having a free screening such as blood pressure. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a section set up once again as an Ask the Expert area to get medical questions answered.
Yep.
This is a fun one for the kids out there, so you want to pass this on to all the kids and adults too. You have that little bear that may need a little help. They'll once again have the Repair a Bear Station, which is really nice. So you bring
very
your
popular.
Yep, definitely. Bring your little teddy bear or stuffed animal in, and they'd love to repair a bear. But it's a great way for the kids to interact with some of the medical staff there as well. And they'll also have free face painting. They've got a line out the tent door, you know, for the face painting always. And this is new this year, and this is only while supplies last, but they're going to be giving out stuffed animals and books from Kohl's up in Hackettstown while supplies last. So really a lot of neat activities going on and a lot of fun. And I'll introduce real quick, if she wants to say something, Natalie Phelan, my daughter, just came into the studio. And welcome, Natalie. How are you?
Good.
You're doing well. You've been at Community Day.
Yeah.
What do you think of Hunterdon County Community Day?
It's really fun because I like the pony rides and the petting zoo, and I definitely like the reptiles that I get to see.
Yeah, Michael Schwedick is bringing back his reptiles. He's got a snake longer than a barn. I kind of stay away from the snakes
banana
and the lizards.
Split.
Yeah, it's a huge boa constrictor that's been with us, and he's just got crocodiles and little alligators and puts on a real educational show. Laura, I know we're very excited to announce our headliner entertainment this year, which is going to be something new. We're going to have a great free concert for everyone throughout the afternoon.
Yes, we are very, very, very excited. I believe it is the British Invasion that will be joining us for the afternoon. And We heard that they have a nice following, so we know they'll be bringing those folks along. And then, you know, again, all the other activities that we're going to have going on throughout the whole entire afternoon, but the music component will definitely add a nice level of excitement to this year's Community Day.
Yeah, we're very excited. We had the British Invasion Tribute Group with us back at Hunterdon Fest some years ago over at Liberty Village, and it really was very well received. They put on not only an incredible tribute to the Beatles, but they really cover such a wide genre of other music from that era.
Yeah.
And they interact with the audience. They're going to be performing from 2:30 to 5:30. They are solid for 3 hours and really a lot of fun. They do some costume changes and really mix it up. So we're very excited that the British Invasion Tribute Group will be back with us on the main stage, which is something new this year at Hunterdon Community Day. And again, I can't stress enough, if you're a business, an organization, you'd like to come out and participate, we'll have many of our fire companies and rescue squads and municipalities back on board. It really is just a nominal suggested donation to the Flemington Raritan Rescue Squad for parking, and I believe that's $5, just suggested. I know they let veterans in for free or seniors, you know, at the end of the day, but they really help us with all the logistics on the parking, so we want to encourage supporting them. But entrance is free. There's nominal fees for the petting zoo and pony rides. I know I'm my wallet is emptied after Natalie's done, you know, riding the ponies and feeding the animals. I want to thank Unity Bank, one of our other sponsors. They're back, and they're going to be having a brand new
balloon ride
again. Yeah, and this is the unveiling of the Unity Bank new balloon. So
that
we're excited.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
It will be neat. Did you get to go up in the balloon ride last year?
Not really.
No.
Because the line was really long.
It was that long. That was a very long line for the balloon ride. And we've invited once again the New Jersey State Police, their air aviation unit, to come in. That was pretty cool when the helicopter lands.
Yeah.
That definitely creates some major excitement.
Definitely. So we want to thank the State Police if they're able to come out, weather permitting, and the like, to participate again. We'll also be having many, many other activities and demonstrations. Want to thank ShopRite of Hunterdon County, one of our other, you know, sponsors. They give out such healthy options throughout the course of the day.
Yeah, it's like a little farm stand almost.
It's great.
Yeah, they do a great job.
It really is. And many other nonprofit partners will be on board and businesses. So, again, if you'd like to be a part of the Hunterdon County Community Day, our thanks again to Hunterdon Healthcare.
Yes.
They'll be having that mini health fair, free screenings, Ask the Expert, the Repair-A-Bear Station, free face painting, and stuffed animals while they last from Coles Up in Hackettstown as part of that day. Laura, what can folks do to get some more information if they'd like to participate or come out and enjoy a great day here in Hunterdon County? And I failed to mention, but least but not least, want to really thank the County of Hunterdon, the freeholders. They do a phenomenal job in supporting this event. Many of their departments, including Parks and Division of Senior Services and the Health Department and 911 and Emergency Preparedness, the OEM office will be there. We couldn't do it without their support and partnership in celebrating everything that makes Hunterdon County so great.
Yeah, so if you definitely want some more information on the event, you can call us here at the Chamber at 908-782-7115 and, you know, give us a call, and we will definitely do our best to answer any questions that you may have. You can also go to our events page on the Hunterdon Chamber website and definitely find some more information as far as becoming a vendor, or even if you just want to come that day, we'll definitely provide a nice overview for you. But again, that telephone number, if you want more information, is 908-782-7115.
Well, again, thank you to Laura Cummins of the Hunterdon County Chamber. Thank you, Natalie Phelan, and we look forward to seeing you at Community Day.
Absolutely.
Bring all your friends. Thank you, Natalie. This has been Chris Phelan covering the Hunterdon Healthcare Show this week for Larry Cartwright. Again, stay tuned for another 2 hours of great programming here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Come back next Monday afternoon when Larry Cartwright kicks things off again at 2 o'clock with Mental Health Matters, followed by the 3 o'clock hour with Hunterdon Healthcare. You've been listening to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Be well and be safe.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
I have asked a federal court to clarify what the law actually is.
North Carolina's governor is calling upon Congress to bring clarity to the nation's transgender bathroom laws and anti-discrimination measures. North Carolina sued the federal government today in a fight for a state law that requires transgender people to use the public restroom matching the gender on their birth certificate. The Justice Department set a deadline for 5 this evening, local time, for the state to decide whether it would refuse to enforce that law. The lawsuit is what they got in return.
This is now a national issue and an issue which imposes new law on every private sector employer with over 15 employees.
The law was enacted 6 weeks ago. The federal government declared it unconstitutional last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. Human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And we think